on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, in the middle of Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda Omri Chayiv. Let us start on in the middle of the Tosfos, where the lines start getting wide. Tema. Rav Yehuda Gufei Islay Beresh HaPore. Afilu nizik oimer bori, umazik oimer shema, hamoitzi mechaveire olavaraya. He says, here Rav Yehuda holds, bori v'shema, bori odif. There, the Gemara says in Reish HaPore, that Rav Yehuda himself says, tse shesh anogach hasapora v'nimtso ubro b'tzido. And there's a sophic, if the Negiche Se'uber was, the Mises Se'uber came about because of the Sher, or not because of the Sher. So it says over there that you pay Chatzi Nezek Lepore, Revi'e Nezek Levlad. So the Gemara says, Zu Divrei, Rav Yehuda says, Zu Divrei Sumchis, אבל חכמים אומרים, המייצי מחברי, זה כלל גודל בדין, המייצי מחברי אולוורי. וזה כלל גודל בדין is coming to tell us, אפילו ניזיק אומר בורי, ומזיק אומר שמו, המייצי מחברי אולוורי. So Rav Yehuda is telling us that according to the חכמים, we say bori v'shemo lav bori odif. And here Rav Yehuda holds that bori v'shemo bori odif. Ve'ein loima. So Taisu says, you could say a teretz, but ve'ein loima. Rav Yehuda k'sumchis. That Rav Yehuda b'shite paskins like sumchis. The Oma Momen Hamutl Besofik Chilkim, Vloy Ozel Bosa Cheskas Momen. Sumchis says, when there's a Sofik, you say Chilkim. How can you say Chilkim? One of them is a Murzik. The case of Sher Shenogah HaSapore, so the Bala Sher is a Murzik. B'momoynoi, b'shoyroi. Sumchis says, Momen Amutl Besofik Chilkim. So Sumchis does not hold that you go Bosor Cheskas Momen. And there's a Sofik, you say Chilkim. Olahochi. Therefore, Ki Iko Bori Vishemo. So now, if you hold like Sumchis, and you're not in a spoil from a Cheskas Momen, so you say Chilkim. Mitzad, if you have a Sofik, you say Chilkim. Elohochi, therefore, ki ike bori v'shemo, noitel hakel. So then with the tainus bori, you take everything. Because we're not malim cheskas moment. Sumchis did not hold of cheskas moment. So bori v'shemo, you can take everything. V'hosom dekoma omar av yudam eshmuzu divrei sumchis. Avul chachomim oimrim ze klal godl bedin, hamoitzi mechaveir olavarein, ze klal godl bedin, afilu nizik oimar bori, yamazik oimar shema, halibe da rabonon koma, da rabonon, that hold of muzik, and they hold by moment amutul besofik, you also say, hamoitzi mechaveir olavarein, according to the chachomim, bori v'shema, you don't say bori yodif, halibe da rabonon koma, V'lei lei svirelei. So memele shalom al Yisrael, so sfarem for tastes. That Rav Yehuda paskins like sumchis, and there he's going a libe de rabbono. According to the rabbonon, pashteit sich, he say, bori v'shem olav, bori odif. So Tosfos says, you can't say this. The hosa mashme de sova ke rabbono, Gabi Meiche Sher Lechaveiroi V'nim Tzonakhen. If a person sold a Sher Lechaveiroi, and he got paid for the Sher, now he's a Murzik in the moment, And now the Lekeach comes and tells him it's a Mekach Tois. He had bought a share Laridye for Harisha. This share is a wild share. It's not good for Harisha. The Moichet tells him, you didn't tell me you wanted a share for Harisha. You told me you wanted a share, so I thought you wanted a share for Shchita. So this is a good share. You'll shecht him. There's no problems. So there's Raiv people purchase Laridye. The Shaila is, if you go, you might see Mammon with Raiv. And there it seems that Rabbi Yehuda holds, like the Chachamim, that you're not might see Mammon by Raiv. The Shaila is, if Raiv people buy Laridye, so he would be able to take back the money from the Moichat to make Achtois. But you don't go Basarev. Al Kaponim, it would seem that Rabbi Yehuda Gufe holds like the Chachamim. One Rai. V'oid another Rai that he holds like Chachamim. This number Perik HaShoyel. Hamashel Oimer Shula Meisa. They're speaking about that someone had a few behemoths. And he lent one behemoth to someone and he rented another behemoth to the same person. Now, one of the behemoths died, and we don't know which behemoth this is. Is it the Sheula that died? Is it the Schula that died? Now, if the Sheula died, so the Sheula's Mechuyev to pay for it. He's Chayav Ba'onsim. If the Schula died, so the is Potem in Onsim. So the Mishnah says, Hamashel Oimer Sheula Meisa. And the Shoyel, who's the Shoyel and the Seicher, says, I don't know which one died. Chayiv. So he's Chayiv to pay. V'komach b'gmora. Leime tevet yufte the Rav Nachman v'Rav Yochanan. Hey, so you see from this Mishnah that Bori v'shemo Bori Yodav. U'may kushe. So what's the tiyufte? Al kochoch masnisen kesumches. That means, if this Mishnah holds Bori v'shema Bori Yodif, and we're saying he only holds Bori v'shema Bori Yodif, you hold like Sumchis. Rabbi Yehuda Paskin's like Sumchis, God, this is one to the same. It's Al-Kochach Masnissen ki Sumchis afil Rabbi Yehuda. Del Rabbonon moid Rabbi Yehuda the Potter. V'Rav Nachman v'Rabbi Yochanan Al-Kochach ki Rabbonon. In Rav Nachman v'Rabbi Yochanan, who they say Bori v'shemo la Bori Yodif, they hold like the Rabbona. The Lesumches l'chol apoches chilkim. So memele, so what's the tiyufte? What is the tiyufte? I mean, you have a Mishnah like Sumches, fine. There's no machloikis in Yesod between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, and Bori v'Shema. The shells of you paskin like Sumchis, you paskin like the Chachamim. So Rav Yehuda paskin's like Sumchis. You have a Mishnah like Sumchis. So it's a Tiyufte, the Rav Nachman. Avali pliga li b'darabonon, but if you'll say, not the way I said, you'll say that the machloik is Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman is ali b'darabonon. Ule sumches loilam chelkim afilu bebori b'shemo. And sumches holds loilam chelkim afilu bebori b'shemo. Por shapim imas nisen. Becharabonon osi. Dele sumches chelkim. According to sumches chelkim. And here it says, you pay. So koch is going according to the chachomim. So if it's going according to the chachomim, and the whole machlekes is a libe de chachomim. So now it's a tiyufte de Rav Nachman. So bekitzer, we have a mordike problem. Eisus Teisvis was mevara that Rav Yehuda is going a libe de chachomim, or else the Gemara Nashoyel would be schwer. And Rabbi Yehuda in Reish HaPore says, Zakla Godo Bedin, Afilu Nizik Oimer Bori, Mazik Oimer Shem, Yosu Zayim Eitz Mechaveir Olavarai. V'yeshloima, so Taisvis answers as follows. Tohosom Bori Gorua V'shem Otoiv. So Taisvis says over there, when the Nizik says Bori, that the shoyer was neigeyach biuba, and the mazik says shemo. So there's a boy garua v'shemo toy. Tlefi shahamazik loyhoyosham. The mazik wasn't there. He didn't witness the accident. Toyin ze bori. So the mele the nizik tain is bori. He's not afraid of anything. The mazik won't be makrishim. So he can say bori. He's not afraid of a crush. So that's called a bori garua. V'shem of the mazik toy, lehavalele meida. The shem of the mazik is a shem of toy. That means, what should you don't know? Sure, how should I know? I wasn't there. So bori garua and a shem of toy. Afilu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you say, lav bori yodif, and you say, I'm waiting to mechaber all of a rai. That's Rabbi Yehuda in Baba Kama. Aval monali biyotcho habori toiv. The bori is toiv. That means he's mourning for Mayid. I lent you $100. Now, if he'd be a liar, the other one will tell him in his face, you're a big liar. What was that? Mechutzav to mourn for me $100. Never borrowed $100 from me. Vahashem gorua. And the Shema of the Nitva is Gerua. What, Chad? You don't know if you borrowed, if you didn't borrow. I mean, you were born yesterday. So the Shema is a Shema Gerua, and that's a Bori Toiv. The Nitva should have known if he's Chayiv or not. So Memele, so Sholem Al Yisrael. So now Taisvi says that the whole problem was Rav Yehuda said, in Perek HaPore, that Bori v'shem olav Bori Odev, that's speaking about a Bori Gorua and a Shem Otoy. Aval Koshe, the boy lemeima hoche, the Gemara wanted to say by us, Hoda Rav Yehuda de Shmuel hi. The Gemara wanted to say, the Gemara understood that the Machloikis, Ram Gamliel, and Rav Yeshua, when she says, Misherestani nenasti, and he says, Achaloi erasticho nenasto. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Machloikis, I'm Gamliel, and Rabbi Shua is, do you say Bori Vishema Bori Yodiv? And Shmuel Paskin like Ram Gamliel, and Rabbi Yehud is like Shmuel. So Bekitzer, so the Gemara wanted to understood that Pshat and Rav Gamliel is also Bori Veshemo, and that is Pshat and Rav Yehuda Paskins like Rav Gamliel. The boy Lameima Ochehod Rav Yehuda Dishmuli, the Pasuk Rav Gamliel. Vahosam Bori Gorua Veshemo Toiv. Now if you're telling me that there's a chilek between a Bori Toiv and a Bori Gorua, so according to the Habmin of the Gemara, this is that the Tamaram Gamliel is as Bori Veshemo. This is a Bori Garua because he can't know Shabbal and Yedeya Mosai Nivolo. He doesn't know when she was Nivol. So she tells him Misherasticha Nenasti. So that's a Bori Garua. He says he has a Shema Toiv. Umkain Tikshe the Shmuel Adishmuel the Perek Hapore. So Mamela, we have a kasha. I say, so here we see that a filu by a bori gorua, you say bori v'shem a bori yodif. And there, we, a filu by a bori gorua, in Per Kapora, we said, zekla godl bedim, that by a bori gorua, you don't say bori v'shem a bori yodif. So we have a problem. That was only a habamin of the Gemara. The Gemara could have asked, how could you say that's pshat? Shmuel don't know that by a boy guru, he don't say boy b'shem a boy yo. Why the shloima? The sugi the hoche savra the zeklal godol, but then loyle nizik I'm a boy yo mazik I'm a shema. El kidyom aros minami lechiyo. That a filu ein hechem b'momenacha haroyif by meicheshel lechaveroi menibtza nakhen. So Mamele, so our Gemara that had a Hava Amine, that Shmuel Paskins, Bori Veshemo Bori Odif Afilu by a Bori Garua, so then they learned a different pshat in the Gemara in Zeklal Godel Bedim. It's not coming on Bori Veshemo, because Bori Veshemo, Shmuel Odif Bori Veshemo, is Bori Odif, it's going on Hilchem B'mom and Acharoi. Vekosha alze, da filu lefi inami da hosom lo yosi shaper, da besoifa meniach isu la rabonem behedye, da filu nizika ima bori, shmur soive ke rabonem, ke demucha ba moiche shir lechaveri. So Taisva says, that means, forget about the two lishoines in perik hapore, if zeklal godo within is coming on nizika ima bori, but there's a Gemara in the Menich that says, "Klor that the Chachamim hold that a filo nizik oim abori yomazik oim ashema yisei amoyitz mechaber olav rai." So speak klor according to the Chachamim. You don't say bori v'shema by bori garua. And Shmuel Paskins like the Chachamim, and here Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Gamliel. So what was? And the Gemara wanted to say the time of Rabbi Gamliel was as bori v'shema. So. If only eight is the Latimech, the Gemara could have slugged up this Habamina right away. The next Taisus we'll learn when we learn the next Gemara, so understand a little bit better what Taisus is saying. But I would like to learn a Amira de Kerosh and Daftes. That when we learned Taftes, we weren't holding in the Indian, so we wouldn't have appreciated the Rosh. But now, we're in the Indian, so I'd like to learn the Rosh. The Rosh is on Daf Kuf Tezayin B'Dafei HaRosh. It is four lines after the lines start getting wide in the first column of the Rosh, and Daf Kuf Tezai. We hear in the Gemara Daf Tes, Rabbi Lazar said, Ha'ime Pesach Pasuach Matzosi is Neman Lo'isra Olov. The Gemara says that he's speaking about two cases, and one case is that he married a Pchuslami Bas Gimel, and it's a Sofik, Ha'ine Sofik Rotz, and the Zichah was Tachtov. So, Neman lo Isra Olov, in such a case, she's also. Vaha da Omar, de Neman lo Isra Olov. That what he's Neman lo Isra Olov, hainu b'makrishosoi. And when she's makrishim, that means he says Pesach Pasuach Matzosi. She's makrishim, and she says vaymeres shebsula hoiso. She was a psula. Oy b'shei seke, she doesn't say anything. So memele. So then, so what he knows, shavian afshe, he knows that it was a pesach pasua, and he had this one suffix. So memele, she's also. Avol im omro. Emes shepischa pasuach. But if she'll tell him, she's not telling me chedushim. Zichos pischa pasuach. V'nenso tachtov. That means was nenso tachtov. Be'eishes Yisrael nemenes umoteres loy. Neshi hi toy enes tainis bori. Because she's tining a tainis bori. She's saying nenasti tachtecho. V'hu toy in tainis shema. She'eino yoideye im bo'ines im b'ros. He doesn't know. Pesach Pasuach Matzosi. So she was nival. He doesn't know if it was oines or rotzen. And she says, klo oines. ובורי בשמו בורי עודף, מוצוסי כוסף זה בשם הרב יוינה. So the Rosh brings down that Rabbi Yoine said that Asugi is speaking about that she's Makrishim. So she's Makrishim. So Mamela, so he holds she was a Pesach Pasuach, as a Shavya Navshi, and this is one suffix. But if she tainis that Nenasti Tachtecho, it was a tacht of him. She's tiny, it was boine, so it's bori v'shema, bori v'shema, bori yod. So the Rosh is amore de kishar feloshen, v'tol talmidov l'koisvei b'shmoi. Ki loy omro me'olam. Rabbeinu Yoine would never say such a thing. This is mamish, such a grubber toys. Rabbeinu Yoine would never say such a thing. The kiven the leke lechatzveike, it's a sofik, oine sofik rotzen, ozline lechumre, so we machme, ubedibur oloi mehemna. She says that it was nenasti tachtecho. Domrine lekamon de kaimulon kirav nachmen, domrine bori vishem bori yodef. Tell me, bori vishem bori yodef? We don't paskin like Rav Yehuda, we paskin like Rav Nachmen. And then he vavs arayin avot, afil laheiched abori hu toi v'ashem ul'garua. We don't pask in bori v'shem abori yodef, like we just had in Toisviz. Koshkein hoched abori garua sheyeida sheyne yochel akrisha. Shem ishamayim. Here the Rabbeinu Yoine pask in, you say bori v'shem by abori garua. Toisviz butchitzich v'chlal, the gemoyera, have a minute to say such a thing. Here's abori garua. So here it's a bori garua and a shema toiv, and we should pask him bori v'shema bori yodif. Period. So mamele, it's a tois. Rabbeinu Yoine never said it. V'ho dekaimolon lekamon kiram gamliel, da'oma bori v'shema bori yodif. The Rosh Chmein, but fine, but we see l'maiser am gamliel na'am mishneh, does pask him bori v'shema bori yodif. I know Davke Eichadika Migu, Kedemaforish Lekamon, and there's a Migu. So then, Eisis Gamliel Paskin, Bori Vishemo with a Migu. What's the Migu? She could have said, well, instead of saying, Misheras Ticho, that she was Nenas Misherastani, she could have said Mukaseitz, that she was, she came a Mukaseitz Tachtov. That's what she could have said. So a bori v'shema with a migu is nemo v'hochel like a migu. Here there's no migu, so there's a big problem. So everyone asks on the road, why is it? Here there's also say migu. She could have said that she's a mukiseit. So the Marit, the Neidei B'Yudin, the Beis Yaakov want to say that the Rosh held like the Rabbeinu Chananu that a mukiseit is pischo sosum. So Mamel, he's saying Pesach Pasuach Matzosi. So he's saying Pesach Pasuach Matzosi. So that the whole Shavu Nafshi, he's saying Pesach Pasuach. So she couldn't say, if she says she was a Mukasei, so she's saying Psulan, it's same thing. She's Makrishim. So Samaita. So she doesn't have a Migu. So that's why, without a Migu, number one. Number two. Inami heicha di ike chazoke. The Gemara says another mahalach that Gamliel holds bori v'shema bori yode when there's a chazoke. So our Gemara, there's a chazoke. What's the chazoke is? He says there's a cheska saguf. He says actually resticho nenasto, and she says misherastani nenasti, and there's a cheska saguf that says as long as possible, she was a psula. So we say that she was nenas later when there's a chazoke. Kedilakama shahoisa becheskas psula v'ukma acheskosa. So we'll put acheskosa v'tachtav nivolo. Avoloch eleke chazoke. Here there's no chazoke, which we'll also see why so. Here is no chazoke. Maybe it'll be better. Vitachtov nivolo. And so there's no chazak. We'll see why so. Sharei kibol avia kedushim b'chusim ibas gimur shonev yemechot. So Memele, so there's no Chazoke, so Borei Veshema doesn't help with that. Amigo is not, Chazoke is also not. V'ein loim, hod lemrine Borei Veshema Borei Yodiv, haino keneged Chazoke, lafukim emoine mechaskos, you can be made same moment. Avol hoch, avol heichet veleke Chazoke, but if there's no cheskas moment, loi gore koyach haborei. So then there's a Maila Bori, a Adrabe. Yesh Chazoki ma Bori. Now they saying there's a Chazoki. Duki itzo becheskas heter, vitzadekis, vinenzo, vamrine Bori Yodiv. Es ist verkehrt, here there is a Chazoki. Here there is a Chazoki, because there's no cheskas moment. There is a sefaket, he is gewaldic, and there is a cheskes heter. There is a cheskes heter. That faket is a cheskes heter, cheskes sadekes, and you say venenza, vemrine boriode. So faket, why shouldn't she be nemone? The rabbi is noch yogerech. Here there is no cheskes moment, and there is a cheskes heter. Veloi. The ika hochi keneget ha bori roiv derotzen. Roiv says that it was berotzen, the oynis loy shriach. V'yesh koil yoynis. If there would have been an oynis, there would have been a koil. V'ru ba'odiv mechazoke. So fakert, Roiv says it was berotzen. And Agavuche d'chsam Sefer wants to say that the Rosh held that it's a deraisa de keroiv, not a derabon de keroiv, it means right from the Tosfos HaRosh. So you have a deraisa de keroiv that says it was berotzen. And so, Rube v'chazoke, Rube odiv. So she doesn't have a chazoke. She doesn't have a chazoke. V'ked Reiv is better chazoke. Hilkach loisam chinen abori dido v'asura. So mameile, so she doesn't have a chazoke. And back where I started from. So even though there's no cheskes moment, but v'ked, there's a Reiv that's saying that it was berotzen. And she's saying it was boines. We have a sof, it goes oines or rotzen. And she says it was boinis, and Roiv says it was berotz, and so finished. So it's not zustel to agemore, agemore we have a chazoke, amigo. Here she doesn't have anything. She has fakat a Roiv that's stronger than chazoke. So the Roiv says, so this, what the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina wrote, is a tois. That's what he started off with. Now all of a sudden, the Rosh makes an about face. The Gemara says later in Daf Yud Gimel, she was Muberes. They asked her, what's with the Uber? Who is the father of the Uber? And she says, Koinu v'kosher. And we believe her that the Uber is, we believe her that the Uber is a kosher Uber. Yeah. Now, the Olam Rabbi Shem Gamliel Bori, Umarshir Huba, and Umarshir Duba, Afagav the Leslay Cheskas Kashris. The Uba doesn't have a Chazoke. Vafilu Beroy Psulim, and Afilu Desroy Psulim Etzlo. So you have over here, you have a Bori, without a Chazoke, and with a roiv that's menaged, roiv psulim etzlo, if roiv psulim etzlo, and there's no chazoke, and a bori, and it helps. So lochayre means to say, so this is, he was tining on the Rabbeinu Yoine, our case here, there's a bori with a chazoke, and with a roiv kenegdo. So he found the Rabbi Gamliel says like that later. Yeah. V'chein b'hidin shmeristanin enasti afogav v'cheskes momi misailarik d'rotzna v'lochem omulei bori imehemna. I will explain this soon. Now, there's a big pele in the Rosh. I mean, if, like the Kol B'Nesanul says, before we was talking about there's Mabin, and here's Issa, Rabbi Issa, Rabbi Sados help. That's how the Kol B'Nesanul wants to say pshat. And so somehow he was chayza from what he said before. Yeah, but it's very modern, so you don't write what you said before. There's a Meiridike Chassam Sofer that says Pshat in the Rosh, which Mamish is Kiloyrim Leinayim. The Neid Yehuda says the same boat. Chassam Sofer says before the Rosh said it's a tois, and now the Rosh says it's no stira. It's no stira. It's no stira in the beginning of the Rosh and the end of the Rosh. The Chassam Sofer says as follows. A Meiridike Deher. Bori v'shemo, we have to realize, let's go in the case of Rav Nachman. The Malva says, I lent you $100. What does the Loiva say? Maybe you lent me $100. Now what does maybe mean? Maybe means, it could be you didn't lend me $100 and you're a liar. Could be, I forgot. In every Shema, we have a hakhosha. He's makrishta, that means, I'm telling you I lent you $100. I said, only maybe. Maybe you didn't. Every Shema is a hakhosha. There's a hakhosha of the Bori. If there's a hakhosha on the Bori, then it doesn't work so easy. You need a Bori with a migu, you need a Bori with a chazoke. It doesn't work so easy, Bori v'shema. If there's a hakroshe from the Shemo. Rabbi Gamliel said, they asked Ashayla, Ma tivoy shel ubor zeh? So she says he's a koyev. Now, is there a Shema in this case? Is there someone that a person knows what happened over here? We don't know anything. There's no Shema over here. She's telling us the Uber is kosher. We don't know anything. There's no Hakosh over here. A Bori without a Hakosh of Shema? Bori is Nema. But a Bori with a Hakosh of Shema? Then a Bori is not Nema. Then you need all these things. We don't have these things. Now, let's before we go back to the beginning of the Rosh, let us see what the Rosh is Messiah. V'chein b'hi de mishere istani nenasti. Now he's going on our Mishnah daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. She wants a ksube. And she says, Merestani nenasti. And he is saying, Shema. No, actually, Rasticho nenasto. Af al gav de cheskas momen Messiah le roiv de rotzim. So the Rosh is asking a mordike kash over here. That means, l'chayre, maybe she says it was tachtov. Maybe it was tachtov berotzim. And who's telling us? Reiv is telling us who is tachta ba'ines is where's the koil. So Reiv is telling us that was tachta ba'rotzen. Then there's a cheskas moment also, and she wins according to Rabbi Gamliel. Shem v'shamayim. Why does she win according to Rabbi Gamliel? You have a cheskas moment, and you have a Reiv that's menaged. Her taine, and she wins. Let's say a little further. Avagav de cheskes mom misayel arayv del rotzen, afilo hochi olam lay bori umehemna. So you know what the teretz is? Because the husband said over here, actually esticha nenasta. What does that mean? The husband did not believe her that it was tachtov, but he did believe her that she wasn't Mizana Barotzen. The husband didn't say such a taina. The husband said, I know you. I know who you are. Hanatchoy should do that it was Berotz. So Memele, no, you say it was Tachtov. Now you're you Messiahim. Maybe actually, that I don't believe you. Aber in Oynis there's no Sufik whatsoever. Zogt the Rosh, so Fakert. If there's no Hakrosh of Shemo, there's a tainus bori, even though it's keneged a cheskes mamon, and even though it's keneged a roiv, that's nothing. If there's no tainus shema, a bori will also be enough. She tainus a tainus bori, and if no one is makrish it, there could be a roiv against it. Tainus bori is nemo. That's Rabban Gamliel. That when she says Mativei Shalu Bozeh, there's no taina, that's no one knows anything. So no one is makrisho with Hashemo. So Mamela, she says it's a kosher, so it's a kosher. All in tainas bori. I feel like a cheskes moment. When he comes and he says Pesach Pasuach Matzos, he comes to Besdin. And we say it's a sofik. And she says, he's coming to Besdin. And she says, the Mesharasti Nenasti. I was Nenas. I was Zichar after the Eresin. There was Nenas. And he's coming to Besdin. And they said it's a Bori Vishemo. So that means, she says she was, it was Zichar Tachtov. She says it was Boinis. He's not convinced. By him you could put maybe it was Barotzen also. And they called it Bori Vishemo. Bori Vishemo? That's a choice. Bori Vishemo without a migo, without a chazok, it doesn't help. And that the Rosh was never chayzer from this. Bori Vishemo, you need a migo or chazok. That's our Gemara over here. If there's a Shemo, that's menaged the Bori. You need a migu, you need a chazoka, you don't have anything over here. You don't have a migu, he holds like the rach, you don't have a chazoka, because, the chazoka tells me that it was be'oynis, a cheskes het, a cheskes hadek, roiv tells me it was barotzen, but the reisadike roiv. She's a bori, he's a shemo. Bori v'shemo, la bori yodif. That's a toy that you can erase. But, he says, but there's a mocking. If there won't be a Shema, then Bori will help. Without a Bori, that's what the Rosh is saying. That means, l'kaim divreim, that means they heard from the Rabbeinu Yoine, that a Bori is Nemo. That's what they heard from the Rabbeinu Yoine. And that's true, the Rabbeinu Yoine, like said that a Bori is Nemo. They said, Bori v'shemo is Nemo. That they made a choice. To say that Rabbeinu Yoine said, Bori v'shemo is Nemo, Bori v'shemo is not Nemo. That's how the Chassam Sofer says, Pshat in the Rosh. Now let us go to Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Hi Yoy Meres Mukis Eitz Ani. She says that she was a Mukis Eitz. Before the Eresin, she was a Mukiseitz. Vuhu aime loiki eladrusas ishat. No, it was talking before the Eresin, but you were a Ba'ula, not a Mukiseitz. Now, there's two ways how we can learn pshat in the Mishnah. And we'll see in the Gemara, there's two mahalchim. Either the Mishnah is going according to Ramea, that a Mukiseitz shaloi hikirbo is ksubosa masayim, and konso becheskes psulo v'nimtzeis bulo is ksubosa mone. So she's moning mosayim, and he says, I only owe you a mone. Maybe you're a bula. Or we can learn pshat that the Mishnah is going according to the Chachomim, and lo hikir bo is ksubosa mone, by Mukesaitz, and he's saying, drusis ishat, and samekach tois, I don't owe you anything. So there's two ways how to learn pshat in the Mishnah. Either she's moning Mosayim according to Rameya, and he says, I owe you a money, and konsa becheskes psulo v'nim says bulo ksubos a money, or she's moning a money loy techachomim, and he's saying then maybe you are drusas ish, and I don't owe you anything. It's a mekach tois. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Oimrim Nemenes, Rabbi Shua, Oimelo, Mipion, Ochayim, Erezu, Becheskes, Drusas Ish, Ad Shetovi, Rai, Ledvorel. Drusas Ish, Ad, Koidem, Sheiras, Ticho. That's what he's tiny. You want the Mukasets. Tiny Shema. Tanosayu, Bemai. So the Gemara says, what are their tinies? Rabbi Yochanan Omar b'mosayim u'mone. Rabbi Yochanan says she's moaning mosayim, and he says I only owe you a mone. Rabbi Lozor Omar b'mone v'loy klom. That she's moaning a mone, he says I don't owe you anything. Rabbi Yochanan Omar b'mosayim u'mone. Sover lo ke Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah holds like Rabbi Meir. Doma ben hikirbo ben lo hikirbo mosayim. Rabbi Lozor, Oime b'mona v'loi klum, so v'lo ke Rabbono. He holds the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbono. Da Omri ben hikirbo ben lei hikirbo monem. So Gemara say, Bishloime Rabbi Lozor loi koma ke Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lozor did not want to say pshat the Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan. The kamuki lo ke Rabbono. Why she say the Mishnah is going according to Rameya, das Yochit? When's that sign the Mishnah according to the Chachomer? The role that a ksubes mukasayitz is a mone. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time, elo yomar ke Rabbi Lozor. So the Gemara answers, Kosova, because Rabbi Yochanan holds konso becheskas psulo, v'nimtzeis bu'ulo, yeshlo ksubes mone. Rabbi Yochanan holds konso becheskas psulo, and it's what the ksubes a mone. Is hocha, so memela, if the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonim, is hocha hukom amone, he says, I owe you amone, because it's konse becheskes psula vanim says bula, vehikom ramone, and if the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonim, that whole, that amukesech lehikebo yoza amone, is my ike bein taina di de le taina di dos, or some modna maisa, so what's the machlekes between them? She says, you owe me a mon, and he says, I owe you a mon. So what's the machlokes? So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was forced to say, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitoste, the whole konso becheskes psula, v'nim says bula, ksubos a mon. He had to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rameya. So the Gemara says, Bishloim el Rabbi Lozor. According to Rabbi Lozor, Hainu diktoni talti. So it's very good. We have two, Bemison, we have here two Mishnahis. The Mishnah daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, when Mishirastani Nenasti, and he says, Achla Yerestichon Nenasto. And then we have this Mishnah that she said she was a Mukasaitz, and he says that she was a Drusasich. It's Bishlam Elabaloza, Haine Dikton Nitaudi. Chode La'afuki with Romi Bachome. Romi Bachome said that Loihikirbo is less Loklum. So our Mishnah is telling us klonitazay. She says mukaseitzani. So our Mishnah is coming to tell us not like Rami Bacham. Lehikibo, she has amone al kapone. That's our Mishnah. V'chode lafuki midrabchiya barovin amar Rav Sheshes. Rabchiya barovin amar Rav Sheshes said that konsa becheskas psula v'nimtzeis bu'ula. Subosamone, and our Mishnah says, the previous Mishnah says, it's a Mekach Tois. So these two Mishnayas are want to tell us two aloches. That Konsa Becheskes Psula Venim says Bula is a Mekach Tois. And Konsa Becheskes Psula Venim says Mukaseids is not a Mekach Tois. So that's these two Mishnayas. That's why Rabbi Yeshua said, that's why the boy mekri mekach tois. That's what he says in the Mishnah. It was a mekach tois. Like Rabbi was medayik from the Loshna Mishnah. So the previous Mishnah comes to tell us that a konsa becheskas pulin says bulus a mekach tois. That's the previous Mishnah. That's Lafuki Midrabchi Barovna Marav Sheishis. And our Mishnah is coming to tell us that the concept of Cheskes Psulov Nimtzeis Mukaseitz is Ksubos Amona. Elo le Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Konsa Becheskas Psulov Nimtzeis Bula is Ksubos Amona. So why do we need the Mishnah and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis? Let it say this Mishnah. We know everything already. We know it's Borin, Shema. I mean, so the Mishnah and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis is Ibe Gechazet Ha Mishnah. El Rabbi Yochanan Tarti Lomoli. So the Gemara says, Chodol Idiyacho Koichi Deram Gamliel. Chodol Idiyacho Koichi Derab Yeshua. Each one's tongue goes to Chiddush. Kamaise leidiyacha koichei de Rabbi Yeshua. Ba'afal gavdik lamei memigu loy mehemne. That means in the reish. She could have said, she said, misherestani ne nasti. She is a migu. She could have said, I was a mukeseitz tachtecho. And she says she was an anuse. Deinem alviese. So she is a migu. She is a migu. She is a chazoke. And Rabbi Yeshua said, let me pee on the chai. So forget. So that's the chiddush in Andaf Yud Beis Amud Beis that Rabbi Yeshua holds that amigo zechet garnish mit garnish, amigo mit abori v'shema garnish mit garnish. That's that Mishnah. Bas chayse the Mishnah Andaf Yud Gimel leidiyacha koichei de Rabban Gamliel afagav delek lemeim amigo mehemno. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is she tining? She's tining that I was a mukus eitz before the eiches. That's what she's tining. And the mission is going according to Rab Meir, subosa mosai. So she is mourning mosai. She is mourning mosai. What? Yeah, and he says, no, yadrusa si, she's subosa mona. He says, I owe you a mona. Does she have a migu? What could she have said? She could have said as Mukaseitz Tachtecho. Also Masayim. She's mourning Masayim. What's the difference if she's signing Mukaseitz Ani Tachtecho or Mukaseitz Ani Koide Meiresen? According to Rameya, Afilu Lahikebo Ksubosa Masayim. So what's the difference? So there's no Migu whatsoever according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no Migo. Now let's explain. According to Rabbi Loza says, she's mourning Amone. If the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonah, she's mourning Amone. Now, according to Rabbi Loza, she has a Migo. She could have said, Mukaseitz ani tachtecho, Kremon Masai. Kremon Masai. You all believe Nishba, but it's a better time. So why did, if she's a liar, that's the inyan of Migu of Taina Mal Yosa. A liar says the best lie. I mean, you believe me, you won't believe me, but a liar says the best lie. So according to Rabbi Loza, we have she is a Migu on this mission also. She's saying, Mukis Eitzani Koide Meiresen. She could have said, Mukis Eitzani Tachtecho. She could have got, Mon Mosayim Al Koponim. She only monda mona, so you see, she's an ontlacha person, she's amigo. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah is going according to Ramei. So she's saying, she's mourning Mosai. She says, that she was a Mukaseitz before the Erison. So come in Mosai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, she doesn't have amigo. In our Mishnah. For half al pikein, Rabbi Gamliel says she's nemenes, without a migu. So that's our mishnah coming to daf gav lamei migu mehemna. Now it's very interesting why Rashi didn't help us over here. So he gufe kashus, why she nemontake? According to Rabbi Yochanan, she doesn't have a migu. She's tining. I was a mukes eitz. And he's tining you were drusis ish before the Eirisen. So why do you believe her? Amigo she doesn't have. L'chaire, we would say a chazak also she doesn't have. So why do you believe a taka? What's the svar of Ram Gamliel? So the Ran says, on the Abdallah Damat Beis, the Daf Yerif, the Ran says that, Iklameima nami ukma achazoke, shecheskas bnois Yisroel sheinon mezanais. Such a chazoke, bnois Yisroel are not mezanais. So Mamele, I mean, she and him are tining that she wasn't a psula at Erison already. She's saying she wasn't a psula because she was a mukaseit. He's saying because she was drusasish. There's a chazoke that bnois Yisroel are not mezane. So Mamele, so it's a bori b'shemo, but a chazoke. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan learned pshat in the two Mishnayos. That the first Mishnah is coming to tell us that even though there's a migu, Rabbi Yeshua is also chaylik and held zami pianu chayim. And the second Mishnah is coming to tell us that a filu. The second Mishnah is coming to tell us that a filu there is there's no migu, only a chazoke. Rabbi Gamliel holds that she's nemo. Now let us see Rashi. Tanosayu b'mai, ma hi toivate, ma hu roitzalitam, b'masayim b'mon. Hi emeres mukaseitzani, b'yeshli masayim. Afa pishli kaltabi, bu'ayma drusasishat, v'ein loch elamona, ksoba konso b'cheskas psule, v'nimtseiz bulo, yeshlo ksubismone. That's how Rabbi Yochanan learns. And Rabbi Elazar says, "Bemona b'lei klum, he toivas mona vuoyma ein loch klum." So the law tandemasisen. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Mishnah is Rameya. So the law tandemasnisen. The Rabbi Yochanan leishavit Rabbona b'avet kerameya. About the tan of the Mishnah is like Rameya. So the Rabbi Yochanan konsa becheskas psule. Venimtseis buula, yesh la mon, hilka ha kochach mukaseit masnisen ramei, da oma masai. Fuayme drusus ish at, viesh loch mon. De ira bonon, hi leitove la mon, vuayme drusus ish at, viesh loch mon, maike bein tanos odi deila, tanos odi do. Bishlam rabbalos, odoma drusus ish ein lo klum. Heinu diktoni tarti bovi b'mas nisn, gabi plukte de mamoine. Yemers misheres tanine nas tivi, yemers mukeseitzoni. Both of them are a shayla v'yitzo es momen. Chod olafuki midrami v'achama v'chod olafuki midrabchi barovin amarav sheishes. Yemers misheres tanine nas ti tano lameima bo v'hoyo, tone lemisni bo, Vahoyo mekri mekachtois legamri mashmem. Ve'ein locha klum. Lafuki midrabchi barovin. Amarav sheishis domalo konzum cheskes psulovinim sezbule yesh loksu besmone. So it's coming to tell us that Mishnah that no, that it's a mekachtois. Ve'toni emeres mukeseitzoni lafuki midrami barchomet. So that's where it's telling us that no, she is mourning a ksube al tzmukaseitz, even though it's lehikebo. Hello, Rabbi Yochanan, and I'm a konsa becheskes psula v'nim seiz buhulo. Yesh, l'ksubes mourning, came my mekach tois tektoni. So that's what it says, mekach tois, and the Mishnah and Daf Yud Beis and Med Beis, I'm a sai. Aval mone, yesh lo. Is lamele le misne klalai. So why do they need the Mishnah to feed Beis and Beis? Here's me in plot of the Ramali Rabbi Yeshua, the Bori, the Shema, Vukim Amoyin, the Becheskes Mori, Lisne Chod, the Lafukim, the Rami Bachom, the Shemini, the Plug Tai. So let us say the Mishnah to feed Gimel. And I know that Lehikebo also, she has a Ksube, and finished. And, so the Gemara says, One is coming to tell us Koyche de Rabbi Yeshua. Adikalamei Mamigo de Bayamu Mukusei Tzoni. Basrai Selekalamei Mamigo de Rabbi Yeshua. Namukimasis and Krame, Bama Mukusei Tzlaiki Box of Boston Messiah, like a Shamigo. The Mali Emeris Mukusei Tzani Tachtecha, Mali Amra Mikor. See, there's no Migo whatsoever. Vafal Piken Rabbi Gamliel holds that Bori Vishema Boriode because of Chazok. Let us see Tosfos Daf Yud Beis and Mit Beis. Now understand the Tosfos a little better. Elo de Iker Migu. So the Gemara says, so what is Pshat and Rabban Gamliel? So the Gemara says either there's a Migu or there's a Chazoka. Hai Shenuye Loi Oso Elo Le Rav Nachman. The Rab Yoichan Abid the Mukis Eitz Leko Migu Kedemuchuch Lekamo. That means if Rabbi Yochanan holds that Konsa Becheskes Pshulam Nim says Bule, Subosa Mone, so there's no Migu. Kidemuchach Lekam. Well said Migu, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Hiksha Rabbi Yaakov Mekavil. Akati Okocha Choda Rabbi Yudah de Shmuli. The Ile Shmuel Potter, if Shmuel holds Potter, Shmuel said Aloha Kiram Gamliel. And the Gemara wanted to say the time is because Bori Vishema. Then the Gemara says, no, that here it's not Alt Bori Vishema. It's Alt Bori Vishema with Migo, Bori Vishema with Chazok. The Ile Shmuel Potter, if Shmuel holds Bori Vishema's Potter, Tikshalei Mimas Nisan Da Shoyot. That Mishnah, which Tosfos brought down before. The Marshal says, Shula Mesa. And the Shayel says, I don't know if it's the Shula or the Shula. Chayiv. So we have there a problem, why you chayiv? So the Gemara wants to bring a raya, the Bori Vishema Bori Yodiv. So the Gemara says, no. Could be Bori Vishema La Bori Yodiv. It's speaking about, Kiyesh Esik Shvua Beinayim. That there was the shoyl was mechuyev to swear, and one of them he swore any yedeya semitech shechol shavu mishalom. But loy many yedechayv. The Shmuel like a lishnuy kede mishani l'Rav Nachman l'Rav Yoichan and kain sheyes esek shvur b'nei mitech shechol shavu mishalom. The Shmuel islay behed yepe kol anishboim the chazre shvur l'sinai b'loy mishalom. We have here our Mishneh in our Shoyel. Mashaloymel, Shula Meise, and he says, Eine Yedeya. And it says he has to pay. So there's only two ways how to learn Pshat. Either you learn Bori Vishema Bori Yodiv, or you learn, speaking about it was an Esek Shvu, and you say Mitoich. That's the Gemara starts according to Rav Nachman. Now, Shmuel does not hold of Mitoich. Shmuel says, if you can't swear, Chazra Shvu, Lesinai, Faltik, and then he can't swear, he can't swear. So what did Shmuel do with this Mishnah? So Kocher, you have to say, because he holds Bori Vishema Bori Yodev. So, L'chayre, we have to say that Hoder Rav Yudah de Shmuel. If Shmuel Paskin like Tam Gamliel, it has to be because Bori Vishema Bori Yodev on Migu, on Chazoke, because when you have that Mishnah, you see. V'shleimet, ikul meim d'loy lam, man li biyotach b'loy meni yedei ili Shmuel Potter. Omuki Shmuel Maslis and Dashoil Kshes Aisek Shvuot. Shmuel personally does not hold Mitoich. Achahu Tana de Islam Mitoich and Yochel Shava Mishalom. Vusova Kiyidach Tana de Pluta Tanoi Bepe Kalanish Boim. So says Shmuel personally holds, you don't say Mitoich. But the Zicha Machloik is Tanoim in this. So the Mishnah holds Mitoich. And that's Pshat, the Mishnah. So you don't have to say that Shmuel holds Bori Vishema Bori Yodev. Shmuel can hold that the whole reason we Paskal to Gamaliel is because it's a Bori Vishema with Amigo with a Chazoke. And the Mishnah in Ashoyu is going according to the Tana that holds Mitoich.